Astros and Royals, KC trying to snap Houston's franchise best 11-game road winning streak. The Stros would jump out to a 7-1 lead, but don't count out those pesky Royals.
Breaking ball, and that's lined in the center for a base hit. Hosmer, he's around third, he'll score. Perez going to third. Moustakas, an RBI single to make it 7-3 Astros. 1-2. And Merrifield lines it down the left field line. That's a base hit. Scoring is Moustakas. Cuthbert around third, he will score. Gordon around third, he's coming home. And Gordon's going to score. Whit Merrifield ties the game with a three-run double. It's 7-7. Miner set at the letters. Delivers a 1-2. Ground ball up the middle. Escobar, field, spins, throws, got him. What a play by Alcides Escobar. Showing off his range, flagging that down up the middle, then spun and made an accurate throw to first to end the inning. 0-1. And drilled deep to right. Springer is going back. Kiss it goodbye. Mike Moustakas, a walk-off two-run home run. And the Kansas City Royals come back from six runs down, and they beat the Astros 9-7 as the Astros' win streak ends at 11.
A.J. Hinch's squad saw their 11-game win streak come to an end on Tuesday night in Kansas City. Here's what the skipper had to say after the walk-off loss.
They won almost every critical moment, so when you do enough of those, you know, they're going to come up with a big inning, and they did a couple of big innings. So, you know, certainly they deserve a lot of credit for some at-bats. There was a walk in there with two outs that that kept that inning alive, you know, in the eighth, and then a few too many sliders, so or at least hittable sliders, and we walk out every loss.
With Hoyt and the walks, what did you see off night for him? Did you just
I mean, it looked like his command was a little bit off. He spun a couple that backed up, which is unusual for him, and you know, that their guy put a pretty good at bat against him and ended up walking. So a couple bloop hits, obviously, and Moustakas hit a bullet with the single there in the eighth, and then came up with a big hit in the ninth. So again, a lot of at bats that they pieced together, very similar to how we jumped out ahead with a lot of good at bats. They won the ones at the end.
With Giles, do the sliders become predictable at a certain point with how many he's thrown?
He's thrown a lot of them. I think anytime you show a hitter, you know, three or four or five of them in an at-bat, it's going to educate him a little bit. And it looked like the one that Merrifield hit, the last one was a little bit of a sit, kind of sat up and backed up a little bit on him. And he put a good swing on it in the ballpark and, down the left field line and got and cleared the bases. So, you know, we've seen him put away guys with a lot of sliders in a row. You know, tonight wasn't his night to end at bats.
Carlos Beltran clubbed career homer number 429 on Tuesday night, but it wasn't enough as the Astros fell in KC. Here's the switch-hitting slugger sharing his thoughts after the game.
They put good at-bats. You know, they were able to, you know, get hits and come through, you know, with guys in scoring position. So, you know, it was a game that, you know, they just fought to win it. So, unfortunately, you know, we lose, but at the end of the day, we got two more games left in the series. There's no doubt, you know, it's been like every time we're ahead in the game, seems like we win those type of ball games. Today was one of those where the opposing team came back. You know, he got me out the previous at bat with a curveball, so I went out there looking for one, and I got it. So I hit it well.
The series continues Wednesday. Dallas Keuchel on the mound for the Stros against Jason Vargas for the Royals.